Today is a federal holiday, President's Day, but it appears some federal workers will not be heading back to work when offices reopen tomorrow. The union representing Federal Aviation Administration employees says that several hundred probationary workers started receiving layoff notices on Friday, and they could be barred from FAA facilities come Tuesday as part of the Trump administration's goal of shrinking the federal workforce. The union represents workers who install, inspect, and maintain air traffic control communications, radio, and computer systems, as well as develop flight procedures. These reported firings come as Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says members of Elon Musk's SpaceX team will be visiting the FAA's Air Traffic Control Command Center in Warrenton, Virginia today to learn about the current system. As Straight Arrow News reported last week, there are at least 200,000 probationary workers in the federal government. That means they have been on the job for less than 1 year and have very little protection when it comes to being fired. Meantime, the Trump administration has halted the firings of hundreds of federal employees who work for the nation's nuclear program. The AP reports that up to 350 employees at the National Nuclear Administration were abruptly laid off on Thursday as part of the Department of Government Efficiency's purge of the Department of Energy, among other agencies. By late Friday night, the acting administrator of the NNSA issued a memo rescinding all but 28 of the firings.